We've been tracking tech stocks very closely. They rallied back from the brink as investors. They bought into the dip that we saw yesterday. And we're going to bring in Ted Mortensen here, who is the Baird technology strategist. Ted, help us kind of dive into whether it was a dip or whether it's a discount that some of the investors were latching onto, and if this is the end of that dip.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I think it was really a pretty big of a bear market head fake. In any cycle, and I've been doing technology for over 30 years, and I've seen one of the more senior guys on the street that have actually seen a fair amount of cycles. Where we are in technology, in any cycle, you've got euphoria, complacency, a phase of concern, a phase of fear, and a phase of panic and capitulation. Right now, where we are in the market from an institutional standpoint is a lot of PMs have been pretty much hurt on specifically on software. And I would say we're kind of in that fear and panic area. And until we get capitulation, we won't see the bottom of the market.
So when do we get to capitulation?
That's a great question. I wish I had the clear crystal ball, but I think one of the things that the institutional investors are looking at is from a technical standpoint, there's been a fair amount of damage. And a lot of people are looking at one-year charts, but they should be looking at five-year charts. And where the institutional parties are looking at is where we have actually some very, very good support. Listen, the macro, the tech macros are very, very powerful. They haven't changed one iota. I think people are just looking for a reasonable entry point from a risk reward standpoint.
And so where are some of the best opportunities in tech right now? I mean, across the cloud, I've been tracking Salesforce coming into this year. That didn't seem like a safe place. We've been tracking NVIDIA. Some of the semis didn't necessarily seem like a safe place. So where within technology specifically would you be looking at?
Well, right now, the IGV or the cloud index, specifically dominated by a lot of high valuation software names, these names have actually been taken out to the woodshed. I've got some software names down anywhere from 25% to 35% this month. So these multiples have contracted almost 40%. And there are some very, very attractive buys in the software area. And I think what's interesting is from a historical standpoint, that 30% growth cohort, people are looking at like a 10 times EV to revenue multiple. We're getting very close to that. The 20% cohort with free cash flow is where I'm starting to see a lot of institutional interest is in that 7 to 9 times EV to revs rate. And we're really getting pretty close to that area. So from a software perspective, we've retraced a lot from the top. Unfortunately, from a semiconductor standpoint, the SOCs, you know, if you look at the SOCs, in the last 2 years, we've been up 94%. So there's more downside from some of the checks that we are doing on lead times and Chinese consumer weakness and inventory builds where we probably have a little bit more downside in the stocks than we do in software.
In terms of bets on emerging technology, you've highlighted, you know, your case on the metaverse, VR, AR remains intact. How much of that is about the software play? How much of it is about the hardware and the headsets? And if that's the case, in terms of the latter, is it about the big players like Meta with Oculus and then Apple in the anticipation of that release this year?
It's a great question. And it is really becoming a big boys game. And the reason why is that from a silicon perspective, all these chips that are really focused on AI acceleration and cloud acceleration are really done at the next generation nodes. This is, without getting too technical, this is at the 7, 5, and 3 nanometer node. The capital intensity at that level is massive as it relates to a tape out of a chip. So the people with, I would say, huge balance sheets and very, very high R&D, like a NVIDIA or a Qualcomm or an Apple, or an AMD, those are the companies very, very well positioned. From a software perspective, it's really an open field on designing into that cloud and that metaverse area. So it's less defined, but quite frankly, the software add-ons could be a myriad of new software companies that are emerging. But one thing is in common, they all have an AI component or a machine learning component or a visual AI component.
Ted, just while we have you, would love to get your outlook, especially on the streaming sector, as we had heard from Netflix already with some of their projections for the future and their earnings, quite frankly, kind of laying out a grim scene, if you will, for the broader content space as it relates to streaming. Is that something that you believe this is going to be an impact for some of the other players that are out there as well that have yet to release their earnings results? And how would you be playing the streaming space right now?
Well, Netflix's quarter was a tough one to take. I think they were a little bit in denial that their core acquisition growth was decreasing a little bit. And also, I think you have to look what's going on internationally. They had some problems in Latin America as well as India. And I think it's just a game of saturation at this point. It's the best company in the group. They've got a fantastic engine as it relates to content. It is getting more crowded as it relates to the amount of content coming on. But Netflix is by far, I would say, the cream of the crop in the group. And from an institutional standpoint, with the amount the stock has been down, the Garpy, I would say, Garpy growth guys are definitely kicking the tires on Netflix. The other name that people continue to look at, you know, from an infrastructure standpoint is Akamai, not only because of their security business, which is growing in excess of 20%, but they do play into that that streaming content macro.
Ted, we're going to have you back on the show again soon as we continue to watch some of these tech earnings. Ted Mortensen, Baird, a technology strategist, joining us today.